You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The domestic refined copper demand growth will remain healthy at almost 11% in FY2024 and FY2025, outpacing the rate of global growth in copper demand, given the government's thrust on infrastructure development and a gradual transition to renewable energy, ICRA reported. It noted that the price of copper is expected to remain range-bound at current levels of around 8,200 or 8,300 per ton in the near term, and it foresees a stable outlook for the domestic copper industry. In the domestic market, around 40% of the copper is consumed in the infrastructure and construction sector and around 11 to 13% each in the automobile and consumer durable sectors. Next up, economists said that the retail inflation based on the CPI in November 2023 increased to 5.55%, far from the RBI's medium-term target level of 4%, driven by a surge in food and beverage inflation to 8.0% in November. Experts said that while the RBI will closely monitor inflation as it remains above the MPC's long-term target of 4%, it will hold the interest rate steady for the next couple of meetings. India CPI-based inflation rose to 5.55% in November from 4.87% in October, which was the lowest level in 5 months, as a spike in prices of onion led to a rather broad-based rise in food inflation, as per NSO data. Now let's talk aviation. One of India's oldest carriers, Air India, unveiled its new pilot and cabin crew uniforms yesterday. A new collection of uniforms has been designed by one of India's most renowned fashion designers, Manish Malhotra. In a statement, the airline said the new uniforms will be introduced in a phased manner over the next few months. Air India CEO and MD Campbell Wilson said that the airline's crew uniforms are amongst the world's most storied in aviation history. The uniforms were designed keeping in close touch with the cabin crew representatives and the airline's in-flight services team, who also conducted an extensive testing exercise for the new designs. Moving on, companies in India are ramping up regional suppliers and production facilities to become less vulnerable to disruption. Per a research by Accenture, by 2026, 63% of companies in India intend to buy most key items from regional suppliers, up from 34% currently. The report called Resiliency in the Making said that 77% organizations in India are planning to produce and sell most of their products in the same region by 2026. Up from the current 29%. According to the report, leaders are prioritizing proximity-based hubs that concentrate production facilities and sales within the same region to streamline logistics, improve inventory management, and accelerate response to market demand. In another news, Mumbai's Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport set very much welcome records in the month of November this year, achieving significant milestones. The airport reportedly set new records for the highest ever monthly passenger traffic, single-day traffic, and single-day air traffic movements. It saw its highest ever monthly traffic of around 4.46 million passengers in November. This marked a 13% jump from the figure recorded in November 2022. The airport also recorded a noteworthy 109% recovery in passenger traffic compared to the pre-pandemic levels of November 2018. On November 11th, it set a record for its highest single-day ATMs, totaling 1,032 movements. Further, November 25th witnessed the highest single-day traffic with 1,67,132 passengers. Noteworthy domestic destinations included Delhi, Bangalore, and Chennai. Moreover, Mirae Asset Securities, the parent company of Mirae Asset Capital Markets, India, on Wednesday, announced that it has entered into a share purchase agreement, SPA, with BNP Paribas SA to acquire Share Khan Limited, subject to terms and conditions of the SPA and receipt of the applicable regulatory approvals. Mirae Asset Securities is a Korean securities company that entered into the Indian capital market in 2018 and has become the first to acquire a local firm in just a span of 5 years. Established in 2000, Share Khan Limited is a brokerage firm in India with a total of 3,500-plus employees, approximately 30 lakh-plus accounts and more than 4,000 business partners. It has 130-plus branches across 400-plus districts nationwide. Lastly, let's take a look at the stock market. Today, DOMS Industries IPO opened for public subscription and will close on Friday, December 15, 2023. The bidding for anchor investors concluded on Tuesday, wherein the company collected Rs. 537.75 crores. The price band for its public issue at Rs 750 to 790 per equity share of face value Rs 10 each. At the upper end of the price band, the company's promoters and shareholders seek to raise Rs 1,200 crores from the IPO. Ahead of the public issue, DOMS Industry Shares GMP rose 62.66% over the upper end of the share price on offer. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.